Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third, the left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Cardenal moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley bunts towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ruschel bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Frias applying the tag. 2 outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bacabella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renko is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Santo reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Bacabella and he is out, Frias applying the tag. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Boots Day. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Larry Lentz now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive beyond third. Bailey can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Marshall. Cardenal moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.